Mr. Wilson Judies, come back and give us a talk about fertilizer application alternatives for reduced tillage systems. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you. Good afternoon. As Al said, I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit about fertilizer application methods for reduced tillage systems. It started out as that, but it had some broader implications with the wet spring we had last year. So fertilizer technology has come a long way. On the left, that's my dad's 1940s model B tractor that he still fertilizes. And if you look down in the middle under the belly of the tractor, he's putting the fertilizer right down the middle. But and on the right is one of the domains, Jim and Errol domains, big coulter rigs that's designed to put the fertilizer right in the top of the row. And as that's who this study was conducted with. So the experimental design was randomized complete block design, 5-row plots, 4 replications, big test. We had 4 treatments. The first was where we split the stubble, put the fertilizer right in the top of the stubble. Coulters 18 inches apart, which is a little bit narrower than what I would consider conventional. A conventional application where we off-bore twice, dribbled the fertilizer in the off-bore cut, and then re-hip the rows. And then the 4th treatment kind of gave me indigestion, to be honest with you, but it was surface applied directly on top of the row. But it goes against everything I was taught, but we wanted to try it just to see. So some images here where we split the stubble, and the domains we're using on one of their rigs, the rigs we used in the study, these Yetter coulters, it's kind of got a wavy edge coulter. It's a 20-inch coulter. And that wavy edge kind of crumbles that soil. Granted, this was pretty good silty loam soil. And it kind of would fall back in the groove behind the coulter and the fertilizer. So I think there's a definite advantage to that. Some of the concerns, the first time I went and looked at this, they said, just don't look at it for a week. And I said, what do you mean? They said, you're going to have some damage. But at this time, the crop's growing so actively and putting on new shoots that you didn't see a yield loss based on this damage. And I don't know if this video will play, but this is there's the single coulter. It's a pretty slick rig. Some of the growers that are using it have gone to a 7-row instead of a 5-row, just because it pulls so light with just that single coulter in the top of the row that they can get away with it. Yes, there it goes. Now, this is a different applicator. This is one Taylor Blanchard's using. They're using a little bit bigger coulter. It's a 24-inch coulter. But one thing Taylor and I talked about is with these big coulters, if you notice, he's not running it all the way down to the hub. He said he thinks with those big coulters, it's putting the fertilizer a little too deep. So he lightened up on it. But you got the flexibility with the bigger coulters. The other thing I'd like to point out in this picture is the balloon tires on the tractor. To me, that's the biggest advantage of this system. The difference between a good crop and a great crop is timing. So if you can get there a day or two or even a week earlier, it can make the difference in the crop. Some other concerns, you'd see some big slugs pulled out at the drain, but it wasn't a severe problem. The other thing to note, there was no cultivation either before or after this application for the splitting stubble, like with the single coulter in the middle, with the 2 coulters 18 inches apart, or with the surface plot fertilizer. So why would we even consider not cultivating? A couple years ago, Atticus and I were walking some cane in the northern part of the industry where they irrigate cane. Where I'm from, they don't irrigate, but a lot of this new cane ground is traditional row crop country, and they're set up to irrigate. And we kept hearing a crunching noise and couldn't figure out what it was. And finally, we realized that the roots were growing all the way across the middle where we were walking. So I asked the grower about it, and he said, by the end of the crop, where the water washes out coming out of the irrigation pipe, he said, there'll be a solid mat of roots. So if you think about it, if you go in there and cultivate and off-bar, you're going to prune a lot of those roots away. So, and always there are times when you have to cultivate. We know that. When you got ruts, when you got perennial weed problems like Bermuda grass, cold hard steel is the best way to deal with it. Sorry. The other thing is if you can reduce some of this chocolate milk-looking water coming out of the field, you can reduce soil loss and you can reduce nutrient loss. So the two cultures, 18 inches apart, worked pretty well as well. Like I said, this is just a little bit narrower than what I would consider a conventional application. And then the conventional application, like I said, we off-bored twice, dribbled the fertilizer, and then re-hipped the rows right behind it. And then the last treatment where we dribbled the fertilizer just on top of the row, it worked pretty well, to be honest with you. I wasn't excited about it, but you'll see when I bring up the yield data. So this study was carried all the way to harvest. Plots were harvested in November in 2000 and December in 2001. And it was, like I said, it was a big test. So we harvested enough of each plot, each five-row plot, to fill a truck. And then we measured the row feet to determine tons per acre. And the sugar data was collected using the core sampler at the mill. So this was as real world as it gets. So as far as tons of cane per acre, with the stubble splitting, the two cultures and the conventional, there was no statistical difference. The surface applied was a little bit lower, but as you can see, the numbers were pretty tight. Sugar per acre, there were no significant differences statistically for any of the four application methods. So in summary, stubble splitting, putting the fertilizer in the top of the row, is a viable option. A lot of growers, in fact, the domains were kind of disappointed that we didn't see an advantage. And I said, guys, think about all the cultivation passes you saved. And with the price of diesel, how much more appealing is that now? Not only that, if you can get there in there, like I said, a day, 2 days, even a week earlier, can be the difference between an average crop and a great crop. And like I said, there's no yield difference, but that was when the fertilizer was applied on the same day, not when you could get in there earlier. So this method can allow more timely fertilizer application. Some other avenues of research, I think, that need to be explored. I think we need to get it in some heavy ground, some heavy clay soils, and compare the conventional method to where we split in the stubble. And also the interaction between the application method and residue. Because when Taylor Blanchard and the domains first started doing this, their idea was to rake the residue off, no cultivation, just knife the fertilizer in, and ban your chemicals on top of the row. So I think that would be an interesting study to see how that could be, you know, incorporated into that type of system. And with that, I'd like to thank my fellow agronomists, Herman and Atticus, Jim and Errol Domain and their crew, the guys at M.A. Patu and Sons, Enterprise Mill, and St. Mary Co-op for tracking loads and getting me the sugar data. And with that, do we have time for questions? No, there's a knife that follows, it's a curved knife that follows the back of the coulter pretty tight.
Listen, was that the 2020 test or the 21?
That was combined over the 2 years, 2020 and 2021.
Okay. Same reaction.
Yes, sir. Which one? No, the second year they off-bored. We harvested wet the first year, so they off-bored, but it was probably 3 weeks before we went in to fertilize. So the second year they did off-bore cultivate, but there was no first year there was no cultivation before or after, except for in the conventional treatment. And the second year there was just that one off-bore pass across the whole field, and the test was repeated in the exact same plots. The idea was, Herman and I talked about it. The idea was to simulate a grower switching to that system. So that it would be, you know, a 2 year in the same exact plots. Yes, sir.
Wilson, do you think that there would be any problem with infections, splitting the cane, diseases, possibly?
Yeah, I had this question last year, and I asked Dr. Hoy, and he said at that time of the year, the disease that causes RSD is at such a low level that infection spread is not going to be an issue at that time of the year. Any other questions? Thank you. I'll be around, and here's my contact information if y'all think of anything else.
Thank you, Wilson. Very good job.